Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the many tools that Donald J. Trump has at his disposal. Both houses of Congress, the support of rural America, friends in high places, his family, a supermodel, Twitter, Fox News, the Russian Federation, a signature scent, and executive orders. Along with executive determinations, memorandums, proclamations, suggestions, aspersions, insinuations, innuendos, and doodles. An executive order is a presidential shortcut to impose regulations or reinforce policy with the extra added special attraction of bypassing Congress. And face it, any day without talking to Mitch McConnell has to be considered a good day. During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump ridiculed Barack Hussein Obama for an unhealthy dependence on executive orders, accusing the 44th president of being too lazy to negotiate. Because during elections, and only during elections, negotiate is not a dirty word. Knowing that, you'd think he'd be reluctant to utilize executive orders himself. And once again, you'd be wrong. As wrong as Siberian bike messengers. Like Chipotle mayonnaise in a can. Three-tailed monkeys. Glass condoms. Bacon-wrapped hot dogs at the opera. In his first 150 days, Donald Trump has issued 37 executive orders, putting him on pace for 92 a year, the most since Harry Truman. And that may be the last time you hear Trump mentioned in the same sentence as Truman. Ever. Executive orders run the range from enduring testaments, like the Emancipation Proclamation, to lasting markers of national shame, as in the Japanese internment order. But all are subject to the ping-pong effect, where one president enacts it and the next rescinds it, which means that no matter what damage the current president does, chances are the next president will overturn the most egregious of them, which is a lot. That is, assuming there is a next president. Fingers crossed. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.